Okay, so it's National Dog Day. And instead of talking about what you've trained your dog to do, let's be honest. We spoil our dogs so much. They have trained us at this point. So the real question is, what has your dog trained you to do?
Give them treats at a certain time every single day.
Like how? Like what do you, and what time, and how do they train you? How's that work?
Before I go to work, they will stand by the door and just beg for a bone. And then I have to give them both a bone. Then they take the bone and they eat the bone. And before I walk out the door, they're back asking for bones. So I have to give them another one. And then every day at 5 o'clock. So during the weekend at 5 o'clock, 4:59, they start going crazy because they think it's time to eat.
Mm-hmm.
So if I get home at like 5:30 or 6, I'm an hour late. Feeding them. So they're out of their mind. They can, that's the only time they can tell is 5 o'clock.
My dog Marconi, he's a big giant dog, and he has this thing that he does where he has trained me to get him turkey from the refrigerator. But it's not all the time. He doesn't abuse his power, which is so interesting. He'll just be sitting there, or he'll wake up from a nap and realize he's a little peckish. He'd like some turkey. So he comes in and he stands in front of me. He sits down, he starts stamping his feet on the floor. Stamp, 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 stamp. And then he'll come over and he'll nudge me with his nose. Stamp, stamp, nudge. You know, it escalates. And then he does this cute little playful thing where he'll turn around and he'll give me his butt and look at me over his shoulder like, come on, let's go. And I'll start scratching his butt. And as I'm scratching him, he starts walking. So I'm scratching him and we're walking and he walks me to the kitchen. And he does the thing where he's looking over his shoulder like, come on, come on. And then finally he ends up in front of the refrigerator where he then stamps his feet further until I open it and give him a piece of turkey.
And I just think it's funny that you or your boyfriend do not eat turkey, but you buy turkey for the dog.
We do. Yeah.
So the
specifically
only
for it's for him. Yeah.
But it's not like special turkey. It's not dog turkey. It's like real expensive turkey.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We go to the deli counter. We ask for a pound of Oven Gold. And my favorite thing is every time I get the Oven Gold, every time I say, can I have, you know, a pound of Oven Gold, or maybe sometimes I'll get the honey flavored, you know, the smoked one or something. I'll do something special. They'll always take a slice and hand it to me like, here you go. Like, have a bite, have a slice. And I always say, no, thank you. I don't want to say it's not for me. It's for my dog. I don't eat that, you know, because that's so obnoxious.
So you're paying the $10.99 a pound price for the expensive turkey for the dog.
Yes, I am.
Do you get it sliced a certain way?
Yeah, I get it sliced. He likes it sliced thin.
A pound.
Yes, he goes through a pound in about a week, so, you know, I keep it around. Listen, he's got this whole dance that he does. He's very demanding. I gotta be ready for him. I can't not have turkey. You know, they will be held to be paid.
But you have not put meat in your body in decades.
I stopped eating meat when I was 9 years old.
But the dog gets meat every day.
Oh yeah, that's all he eats. His diet is full. And I'll go and I'll buy him beef, I'll buy him roast beef, I'll buy him all this stuff. And I love every time you go to the deli counter, they always try to hand you the meat. Here, have a slice.
But the funny thing is the dog doesn't talk. So the dog doesn't say go buy me turkey. You just decided one day to give him turkey.
No, I put a bunch of things in front of him and he wouldn't eat it. So it took me forever to figure out that turkey is the one thing that he will eat. So like if he's not eating his food, if I put some turkey in it, suddenly his food becomes very interesting. So it took me a while to figure out. And it's one of the only words he knows. If you say turkey, he's like, what? Huh?
As if
it's his name.
Right. Yeah. When we lived together, I couldn't make turkey at all a sandwich for myself without that dog staring at me the whole time.
My favorite thing is he would come into your room. If you had turkey in your room, he would go running in there and he would sit there and beg you for your turkey.
Right. It's the only thing he thinks about is food.
And he's so big. You know, I think little dogs, you can fill them up at some point. At some point, they're satiated, they go to sleep. Not him. He's spending his whole day hunting.
Yeah. Has your dog ever not eaten all of his food?
I mean, I guess if he's sick, sometimes he doesn't eat at all. But for the most part, yeah. I mean, he literally licks the bowl clean.
I can never imagine that dog not eating all of his food.
And he doesn't just lick the bowl. He has the water next to it, so he gets his mouth really wet, so that way he can really get in there and make sure he doesn't miss anything in any of the corners of his bowl. So he puts his face in the water, gets a little water, and then goes back to the food in case he missed something. He uses the water to kind of like clean out the bowl. He's very clever. Mm. He cleans out the bowl with his water mouth to get any remnants he left on the side, on the corners.
Yeah, National Dog Day.
Okay, show me one way in which cats are better than dogs.
Dogs are mysterious.
Dogs are outstanding!